I have participated in some regional and national interviews and podcasts in recent weeks because of the sense of place and philanthropic work we are doing right here in Southwest Missouri. It's really not a new thing, but it's getting new attention as we use architecture, art, history, music, research, philanthropy, and stories to create new ways of sharing who we are, where we've been, and where we are headed. Sometimes the sense of place work even paves the way for how we are going to get there. This week, I'll be talking about this work in Springfield to a group of area writers with ties to the Ozarks. Last week, I spoke with a group of veterans about the same thing. I always have more to say than I have time to do so. My topic is storytelling and sense of place. Ultimately, when I talk about storytelling and sense of place work, I end up talking about people. People are where the magic happens. They are where we connect, bond, grow, and accept challenges. They provide the glue that anchors us to communities, landmarks, events, experiences, and the feelings we recall and subsequently recreate to feel good. I end up talking about great storytellers with messages that set the bar. There's a quote I like by Robert McAfee Brown. It says, "Storytelling is the most powerful way to put ideas into the world today." I could not agree more. Stories teach us about who we are, where we came from, where we're headed, and who matters. Stories teach us about history, music, art, food, fashion, and even love. Stories teach us about pain, suffering, grief, and joy. Stories matter. I'll be honest. I didn't know who Robert McAfee Brown was until I heard the quote. His name sounded vaguely familiar when I first started my master's capstone on storytelling in the classroom. Then I had to look him up. He was a theologian, a writer, a minister, and an activist. He taught at Stanford University and became well known for being an international leader in civil rights and social justice. He followed his heart. His faith was his anchor. He helped others create, change, and find their collective voices. He leaned towards transparency and using stories, anecdotes, and examples to help people find their way. One article I read about him talked about how he set the bar for integrity, reform, and fairness. I thought about that. Then I reflected on my own heritage. Who set the bar for me? What stories can I share about them? The list is long. I have a list of champions who helped me forge my way. Cheryl Klein, a longtime Aurora cheerleader, helped me find my joy. When I was at the newspaper and Aurora would find itself in yet another political controversy, the stress of covering those events would sometimes take a toll. She would find a way to take me and my young son on a picnic, dress me up in a silly costume, or sing me an outrageous song. We would hit the back roads and share stories. The laughter would subside, and I would consider myself so lucky to have found such a loyal friend. She would say that at the end of the day, joy, laughter, and love are what matters most. Then she would tell me a story. My former boss and longtime friend, Tessa Melanson, taught me about core values. She said to never compromise your faith, your family, or your friendships, but most of all, never compromise your integrity. Profound wisdom from a lovely lady. Other friends who have been there for me are endless, but I think of Jan Spring, Debbie Samples, Kim Shue, Shannon Walker, Marcus Reynolds, Brad Butler, Ron Wilkin, John Moore, and others. They are resilient, relentless, and loyal. Sometimes they've been pranksters, but their stories are written on the pages of my heart. My mother, Faye Estes, was a hard-working woman who could do just about anything. She was meticulous, a loyal friend, and a dedicated mother, wife, and grandma. She loved to read and attended hundreds of ball games through the years, supporting her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. She was relentless when it came to doing what she believed was the right thing. I always come back to her dad, Grandpa Herman MacMorris, when I think about who I want to be at my core. You've heard me talk about him before. He's here, even though he's been gone for 36 years now. You know, not a day goes by that I don't think about him. He was a diehard Methodist with a low, booming voice. He could sing the old rugged cross like no other. He taught me how to pick blackberries without butchering my fingers. He taught me to ride a horse, pick up rocks, use my imagination, and stand my ground. He tried teaching me how to milk a cow once. Now that's a story. He was resilient. He had worked in security during World War II in the shipyards of California. He was a longtime town marshal, a politician, a barber, an insurance salesman, a farmer, and a diplomat of sorts in his neck of the woods. At his funeral, his friends called him a man of truth, with a strong sense of justice. He was never afraid to stand up for what is right. If he said something, you could take it to the bank. One lady, Farine Farmer, was a longtime friend and storyteller slash writer. She said to us, Herman had courage. Sometimes I think God must have put him on this earth in order to show us how to be brave. He suffered so much pain, but he never gave up. He also knew how to love. You wouldn't talk to him very long until he would introduce the name of a child or a grandchild into the conversation. I love that. We are made up of stories about the things we do and the people we love. Farine, who delivered an astounding eulogy about my grandpa, said his spirit was just as strong when he died as it was in his lifetime. I would say it's just as strong still. She said that no matter what he was going through or dealing with, his standard answer when someone asked him how he'd been was simple. Why, pretty good, he'd say with that firm grip of a handshake and that slow, wide smile. Grandpa Herman did know how to tell a good story. Farine said he was one of the best storytellers she knew. I could not agree more. Stories teach us about who we are, where we came from, where we're headed, and who matters. They teach us, ultimately, about who we want to be. Tim O'Brien once said this, "My life is storytelling. I believe in stories and their incredible power to keep people alive, to keep the living alive and the dead. But this is true. Stories can save us." O'Brien is an American novelist who served as a soldier in Vietnam. He uses stories to focus on empathy, compassion, and love. He uses stories to grieve and to heal. Grandpa Herman certainly set the bar for me. I'll be talking about him on Saturday, along with a few of the others I've mentioned. Who set the bar for you? What stories do you have to share with me?